How many of you have already swatted a mosquito so far this year? Wow. How many of you have swatted within the last year at least? No, somebody here has never swatted a mosquito? Wow. Okay. What I'd like is for, by the time we're done, you wouldn't be able to ever swat a mosquito again without thinking of three words from the Word of God. And you'll never be able to eat a s'more again without thinking of three words from the Word of God. Actually, I hope you get a lot more out of it than that. But turn to Isaiah chapter 7. If you have your Bible handy. Isaiah chapter 7, and there's a pattern here in God's Word. I think it's kind of nice to see. In fact, I'd like you to look for it if you can and see if you can find lots of other places in the Word of God. I can think of several for sure, and I think there are many. I just started thinking about it this week. It occurred to me. But there's a pattern here. I'll read you the verse that's the pattern and then give you some context. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 15. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Refuse the evil and choose the good. There's an awful lot in this chapter, an awful lot of wonderful instruction, but I'd like you to just focus on those two phrases for a moment and the order they come in. And to help you remember it, think of it this way. How many of you have been ready to eat something delicious by the campfire? I'll choose a s'more as an example. You're ready to eat something delicious by the campfire, and the mosquito lands on your hand. You just kind of calmly munch while you watch the mosquito munch, right? Okay, so some of you in here, I'm going to guess, will do that next time just because I said that you wouldn't. But the normal behavior is to do what? Swat the mosquito. If your hand is full of something good, blow on the mosquito, shake the mosquito off. You attend to the mosquito first, right? Then you go on enjoying the good. Look back at that verse. Somebody read it for me again. What does it say? Choose the good and refuse the evil, right? No. What does it say? Refuse the evil and choose the good. Look for that pattern in the Word of God. As you're reading through the Word of God, look for that pattern. You'll find it over and over again. The instruction to you and to me is, first of all, refuse the evil, then worry about the good. There's an important pattern. There's an extra pattern in the chapter 2 at the beginning of the verse. We'll get to it in a minute. But just to repeat it, it's if there's something in your life, let's say anger or jealousy or pride or hatred or lust, whatever it is, that's a problem, God's instructions aren't, well, enjoy this a lot and maybe it'll go away. Just crunch down on your s'more and really enjoy it. Make sure that you're properly enjoying it, and the three mosquitoes on your forehead and the two on your arm and the two on the other arm, they'll fly away because they'll see you enjoying your s'more. That's the way it works, right? Uh-uh. It's that you get rid of those, and then you go on enjoying, right? God's instructions come in a particular order. Look in 1 Peter 3. It says, eschew the evil. Just don't have anything to do with the evil. And then it talks about the good. Here it says, refuse the evil and choose the good. They come in a specific order. Now, there's all kinds of things in this chapter that are wonderful and good. But I want to back up and give a little bit of context. Ahaz, the king of Judah, has a little kingdom by now. And Israel to the north of him is his enemy. And they want to destroy him. And so they've hired Syria, another big country to the north. So he's got two against one. He's the little kingdom in the south. There's two large countries against them. And he wants to do something about it. He's got a problem in his life, Ahaz, king of Judah, does. And Isaiah the prophet comes to him and says in verse 4, take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. and he gives them the word of the Lord. Don't go spend your money and hire somebody to get you out of your trouble. Turn to the Lord in it. Whatever the difficulty is, don't look to anyone else first. Look to the Lord. Those are his instructions. And then he gives them a warning a little further down in verse 9. And in verse 9 he says, if ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. And then we get down a little bit further. And the beginning of the verse we started with, butter and honey shall he eat. What's the best way to get rid of mosquitoes? If they're bothering you, you swat them, right? How many of you like to go through a full meal by the campfire swatting yourself the whole time? What's a better way? Bug spray, okay. Or your citronella candle or whatever, all right? Something that tells the mosquito, stay away. What's an even better way? Okay. Absolutely. Some people would say, if you've got somewhere they're breeding near your house, you've got puddles all over the place, you've got a little swamp in the backyard, you drain the swamp, right? Get rid of where they're breeding, and then you don't need the bug spray, and you don't need the citronella candle or the zapper or to run into the house. If you've gotten rid of the problem. And here's how God gets rid of the problem. It says, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know how to, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. There's a specific reason in this prophecy why that's mentioned, and we're not even going to touch on it tonight. I just want you to notice that pattern. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It's the good things that God's given, trusting in the goodness that's in God's heart, that gets rid of that swamp that breeds the evil that comes up and bothers us in our life. Let me give you a real specific example. If in your heart tonight, you're angry with the Lord for whatever reason, it will lead to other sin in your life. Guaranteed. It's like having the swamp breeding mosquitoes in your backyard. It's going to lead to other things. It will lead to lust. You're angry with the Lord. You don't want to believe what he says in his word. You're going to go out and lust and act on your lust. It's going to lead to those mosquitoes. The way to get rid of the problem at its root is trust in the Lord. That's what's presented to Ahaz in this chapter. Full confidence in the Lord to take care of the big problem. But if in your heart you're angry with the Lord over this, that, or the other, or indifferent to the Lord, or feeding on something other than butter and honey, what did he promise the children of Israel that they would have in the land? They would come to a land that was flowing with milk and honey. How do you get milk? From a cow, from a goat, from a whatever. And a goat eats. This is wonderful, simple stuff, right? Eats grass. And you get grass when you have the sun and the rain, right? They're coming from Egypt, nicely irrigated by the Nile River. They were coming to Israel where they got their rain from heaven, direct from God. To have milk, you have to have the cow and you have to have the grass and you have to have the rain for the grass. It comes directly from God. So for them to have butter, or it's like a curdled milk actually in that verse, or to milk the dairy product, you have to have direct blessing from God. And honey. Where's honey come from? Bees. And bees feed on the flowers. And so you've, or they pollinate them and they collect the nectar and whatever. Somebody could probably give me a better lesson afterwards. But the key point is they're getting it from the plants, right? That get their rain from the Lord. In other words, butter and honey are directly related to this land of milk and honey, the goodness that God promised to them. Right? So if they're feeding on, if you're feeding on in your mind the goodness of God that he's promised and given to you, you're not going to have mosquitoes in your life. You're not going to have those sins popping up. It keeps, it's like draining the swamp. It's like getting rid of the puddles. It gets rid of the mess that causes that sin to breed. But if that sin is acting, God's instruction to you is refuse the evil. Don't say, you know, I'm going to feel like I don't want to do this, and then I won't do it. God says refuse the evil. Then you can choose the good. Refuse the evil, choose the good, but God's goodness comes first. It's God's goodness that leads to repentance. It's God's goodness that keeps the meditating on it, thinking about it, being filled up with it, eating it, that keeps the sin from coming up in the first place. That's the butter and honey. Now, there's tons more in the chapter. Couldn't possibly go through it all, but I want those three simple points to sink in for every one of us. If there's something in your life that's wrong, refuse it, but drain the swamp and feed on what's good. So when you're feeding on, that means you're filling your mind and your heart with it. So when you get up in the morning, your first thought is, why did he do that? Why did she do that? Why don't I have this? Then we're in trouble. If it's God has given me this and God has given me that, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thinking on what he's given, then it's going to keep those other sins from popping up. It will keep them out. You won't have to swat them. It won't be a pain. There won't be a problem because you're feeding on what's good. But if you're not, if you haven't been, refuse it first and then choose the good.